Our word of edification today comes from Joel chapter 2. It's verses 12 and 13. We can call it Stop Living on Leftovers. God says through the prophet Joel, "Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm." Now, I know this is true for me. I don't know about any of you, but has anyone here ever been in a situation, some kind of hardship or heartache, where you cry out to God, you tell him all the wonderful ways that you're going to serve him when he makes all your heartaches and pains go away? Stay with me on this. Think about when that happens. You're hurting and you're crying out to God. Yes, absolutely. That's what he wants us to do. You're telling him how you're going to serve him. God Almighty? And then you're telling him how he's going to deliver you. Really now? Christianity isn't about languishing on the leftovers of yesterday's prayers. It's about flourishing in the first fruits of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not about giving God what's left after we do our thing. It's about putting God first and letting him do his thing through us and in us. Amen. That's the key. It's not about what we can do for God, but what God wants to do in us, among us, and through us to invite us to partner with him in inviting a lost world into his kingdom. Right? So the heart of the problem is a problem with the heart. Ever since Adam and Eve rejected God's rule and embraced rebellion, humankind has been plagued by a disease called coronavirus. Excuse me, I mean sin.
Right. That's
where we turn from our loving maker and master toward the lusts of our eyes, the lusts of our flesh, and the deceitful pride that tells us we know best how to live the life that he gave us. And this is where Joel comes in. You see, the Israelites weren't special. They weren't unique. They had this problem too. They were God's special chosen people, but they had this same heart problem. Over and over again, from Exodus to exile, Israel kept coming to God for what God could do for them, and then turning around and giving God the leftovers instead of embracing the one who planted and caused them to flourish in the promised land. So God says to Israel, "Buck up, work harder, or else." No, that's not what he said. He said, "Sit back, relax, take it easy, and I'll pay all the able-bodied not to work so you can live your best life now without the burden of daily labor." That's not what he said either. God said, "Turn to me with all your heart," because deep, deep down, our problem isn't a faith problem, and it's not a life problem or even a people problem. It's a condition of the heart problem. Church, God wants to use you, each and every single one of you. Before God created you, he already prepared good works for you to walk in, Ephesians 2:10. And he has a lost world that he loves beyond measure, and he wants to reach it through every one of us. He has ordained every hardship and heartache that you will ever experience, because through them he draws you to himself so you can taste the goodness of being comforted by and resting in him. That's Psalm 34. So how do we receive and experience this abundant goodness of life in our Lord? No, it's not by trying harder. And it's not by embracing the easy life either. But by acknowledging our sin, turning to God in heaven, asking for and accepting his forgiveness, and then offering our hearts to him. And then, as we draw near to God moment by moment, day by day, we will witness the work of the Holy Spirit in us and through us, who's changing us from the inside, making us more like Jesus, and leading us to live in the work he has prepared for us to walk in with him. Amen.